check in with Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our weekly City Hall updates. And Mayor, I think we have you on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Joe?
I'm well. How about yourself?
Doing fine, thank you.
Even though it's only 15 degrees outside.
Yeah, what can you do? Before you know it, we'll be squawking about the heat.
I can't wait for that. Squawk away. we should talk about the impending sale of Eastern Nazarene College, Mayor. I had a chance to chat with the college president yesterday about that, and it looks like it's a done deal, yeah.
Yeah, looks like they've chosen the buyer, who has a history with ENC and was a graduate of that school. So hopefully has a sense of the community.
It is a real estate developer from Kansas, and he is planning some housing, but also says he'll keep some of the historic nature of the campus. So have you been in touch with the buyer yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we had one conversation, and I just reminded him that it's a heavy residential neighborhood, and I don't want to see it overly built.
So does this align with your hopes for developing senior housing at that site?
I don't know yet. We didn't have that kind of detailed conversation, Joe.
Okay. All right. Should be noted, too, that he's also purchased the preschool Camp Kinderhouse, but intends to maintain that as an independent preschool for the community.
That would be a huge loss if we lost that place.
Yes.
I mean, we already have waiting lists everywhere for kids. Early childhood education, so that would have been a tremendous loss. So I'm pleased on that piece anyway.
Sure. And Mayor, as promised, you followed through with a lawsuit against the Department of Environmental Protection in Suffolk Superior Court about the plans for the Long Island Bridge out of the city of Boston.
Yeah, we're going to keep the pressure on, as I said from day one, Joe. Every possible way to put an obstacle in the way of Boston to build that bridge, we have done, we'll continue to do. And we've been successful in sending it out over the time, that's for sure. So, you know, it's the same issues as far as the city's concerned. And it's still, the Globe recently had a big editorial why it didn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. And nobody seems to think it makes a whole lot of sense, but they continue to move forward to try to get the permitting. So we'll see what happens. But we're in a good place.
So is your hope to kind of extend this out long enough that a ferry service is actually developed?
Well, my hope is to kill the bridge.
Okay.
So they can't get in the minds of the strategy of the people of Boston. Boston is in terrible shape financially, revenue-wise. I don't know how they can keep this on the table. Several hundred million dollars for a bridge, several hundred million dollars for the buildings. I don't know where they find that kind of money, honestly. You know, the commercial market is way off. Boston's got seriously hit by that. So they're the next couple of years, revenue-wise, going to be challenged. There's going to be a lot of abatement requests and settlements and lawsuits as far as real estate goes. So I'm not really clear what their strategy is in continuing to pursue Boston. And, you know, and I still don't get it. They ferry kids all during the summer every day out to the Long Island. And if they can ferry for one purpose, I don't know why you already have a ferry service in place. Why couldn't you ferry for other services that you're going to do out there? So I just think it's cost prohibitive, and again, they own the island, so I can't tell them what to do or what not to do, but I can certainly use the process to keep them from doing something that we don't want to see happen there.
Mm-hmm. I know I've asked you before, but speaking of costs, are you concerned about the legal cost to Quincy for fighting this?
No, it's really it's short money for such a major issue and a quality of life issue for the people Squanum and North Quincy, so I have no problem with that.
Okay. Can we also speak, Mayor, about, as you know, a lot of questions come to the surface recently about plans for two statues adorning the new Quincy Police Station, and your feelings about those concerns?
Yeah, I think those concerns were alleviated. I mean, here were... We're taking two images that are extremely important to both the firefighter side in Florian and the police side with Michael. And, you know, it's an image that each of the images have been images that have been greatly respected by the firefighters on one side and the police on the other, many of them carrying small images, coin types, prayer cards, whatever it may be. So it's not like, Tom Koch is imparting an image, trying to put on the fire police. That image has been related to both of those services for decades, across the world, not just here in Quincy. In fact, the Michael is adorned by many of the military, particularly the 82nd Airborne. Again, that whole concept of good over evil. So, I think people in the end will be understanding that it's beautiful public art, and it connects to both the fire service and the police service.
So there's, of course, concern about religious depictions on public buildings and the separation of church and state. How do you respond to that?
Well, I don't view them specifically as religious. Yes, you can look at them from the religious angle, but I think you can also look at them from a different angle. As I said, Florian is known as a brave, courageous individual who, you know, the images show him putting out a fire. I mean, that's what connects with the fire service. Michael is shown with his foot on the head of Satan, a demon, which is kind of the good over evil image. And that's what both of the police and fire services have used those images for decades and decades. So I think they're a nice addition. They speak to the firefighters and the police officers on both sides. And I think that there'll be those that will always interpret things they want to interpret them. But let's say let the police and fire departments, let them decide if they want them or not.
Well, as you're aware, retired officer, Award 5 counselor Dan Minton is particularly concerned about the depiction of St. Michael, calling it an us versus them attitudes. With the department's humanitarian efforts and daily interactions and solid reputation of compassion, he suggested an alternative, maybe just a regular police officer.
I listen, everyone's entitled to their opinion. I think that that interpretation is a loose one, and I don't agree with it. The council's entitled to his opinion. He doesn't speak for the retired police nor the active police department members.
And concern about the cost also, $850,000. Was this included in the proposal that was approved by the city council, the funding proposal?
Anytime we go to the city council for major building projects, the building always is a little different than when it first came in. You're dealing with plans, and plans evolve, Joe. And that could be said of any school building, of any major project that goes on. The reality is the bottom line has not changed in the budget. I think the cost is 0.5% of the entire project. It's beautiful public art. People go and visit all over Europe and see beautiful public art on their public buildings and public squares. And we're within the budget, and I think we're in a good place.
Where will these statues actually be situated on the building, Mayor?
On the facade of the building.
At the entrance?
Facing C Street.
Facing
so,
C Street.
On each of the ends of the main portion of the building.
I see. So, and is there still plans for a park there as well, in front of facing C Street?
Yeah, once the old police station comes down, which I don't think anybody will miss, so maybe Council Minton will, but that corner will be a beautiful green space. That building was ugly when it was built. It was made further ugly when the addition was made in the 80s. And it was not conducive to a department our size at all. So I don't think anyone's going to miss that building. It'll be greened up. It'll be a beautiful quarter. With the cemetery in the opposite corner, and you got the track and a third quarter, and then, of course, you got the gas station. But it'll be a beautiful, beautiful quarter. A lot of people go by there every day.
And is it still on track for an October completion date?
That's my understanding. I haven't heard anything different from the team.
Very good.
Now, that's the building.
Yes.
So the park won't be done. The building has to be finished for us to move into the building, and then the process of taking down the old station will begin.
I see. Okay. Finally, Mayor, it's President's Day next Monday, and there's a big celebration planned in Quincy Center.
Yes, our President's Day Winterfest is on track, and I haven't looked at the long-range forecast, but it is Winterfest, so dress warmly.
Yeah, indeed. There'll be some heated tents, I understand, for folks who can't take the cold, so that's good.
Yeah, at least give them a break from it, absolutely.
Yeah. But my gosh, noon to 7 is the schedule on the Hancock Adams Common, and there are just a plethora of things, from ice sculptures to dinosaur shows to jugglers to live music. I mean, you've got it all here.
Again, we're a family-friendly city, Joe, and I'm proud of all the events we put on, so families can't take advantage of it. And of course our kids are grown, but anyone with kids, when it comes to school vacations and time off from school, you know, families look for things to do with the family and try to look for things that are, you know, not too expensive. So I think this is another nice gesture to people of Quincy, and visitors alike can come and enjoy it, but really geared for families of Quincy.
Yeah, it'll have a Quincy 400 overtone to it, I'm sure, as well.
Oh, for sure. John McDonald got the message. He works out on these things.
Yes.
He's part of the whole 400 group.
Excellent. Appreciate your time as always, Mayor. Stay warm.
You also. Right. Have a good day, John.
You too. Bye-bye.